My name is Jose. I want to start by saying thank you for the opportunity to do this, and also for my youth leader who gave me the chance to do it. I'm a hip-hop fan. I grew up under hip-hop. I listen to every kind of music, but hip-hop sort of like stood out for me. And it's a very special way of like learning and connecting with artists. And today I want to talk about God, creativity, and hip-hop. There's two things that I need you guys to know. Before I get to those two things, before I give you guys a deeper insight into what I do. So I started building a record label 2 years ago. It was just an idea from God, and I was just like, do I really have to do this? And he was like, yo, go for it. And I went for it, and it went really well. I just released my first album this year, and... Yeah, the album is called Lost Heroes, if you guys want to check it out. And when I released the album, I was just like, oh, I'm finally a hip-hop artist. And it was quiet for like 2 days. And then all of a sudden, I get a text from my producer, and he's like, oh, your album is on the charts. And I'm just like, what? And I went to check, and it was 29th on the CHH chart. And I felt really blessed because it took me back to the moment when God said, start doing this. And it sort of just like... gave me assurance. And the first thing I need you guys to know, in order for you guys to understand the rest of the message, is that you guys are cherished, that you guys are loved, that you guys are purposeful, and that God has a plan for every single one of you. I'm going to read from Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And here's what it says. 11, actually. My bad. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So way before you guys were born, way before you guys had plans for your own life, way before you guys had a name, way before your parents named you, God already had plans and purposes for you, right? And that just means that you're very important in God's sight. Like, you're very precious to him. He cherishes you, and he has a great plan for you. A lot of people have a false understanding of God, and they think, evil exists because God doesn't want to do anything about it. But it's the other way. You know, good exists because God is still around. And he has a plan for every single one of you. And maybe it's not hip-hop for every single one of you. Maybe it's not, I don't know. But he has a plan for you. Maybe some of you want to be doctors. Maybe some of you want to be businessmen and women. Some of you want to be... I don't know, dentists, bus drivers, anyone going to be a bus driver? You know, God has a plan for you, and every single job matters in the bigger picture. I kind of realized that God does not just have people on the front line. He also needs people, making things work. If you think about war, there's soldiers, obviously, but there's also doctors. There's people who, you know, treat the people that get injured. So every single job matters, and whatever it is that God planted into your heart, I suggest you grab it with both hands and, you know, chase after it. And the second thing I want to tell you is that you're creative. That's by design. If you don't think you're creative, sorry, but you are. I need to tell you that you're creative. God is the creator of everything. And he put that into us. We're also creators. We like creating things. From a young age, I always enjoyed, creating. Just like, actually, I used to break all my cars and then try to make something new. But it's just like in our nature to grab something and turn it into something else. Whether that's physically, whether that's in our heads, whether some of you may like to write, you know, grab a blank piece of paper and you write on it. That's creating. Some of you may like to talk. You get thoughts in your head and you just talk. That's creating. And it's all important. There's on my seminar on the, is this seminar? Bite size. On the description, it said, I'm going to talk about what's good, what's bad, and what's redeemable. There's a verse in 1 Timothy, I believe, that says, everything God created is good and nothing to be rejected if accepted with thanksgiving. If you go through Genesis, one phrase that's going to come along like a lot of times is God made it and it is good. God made it and it is good. So inherently, everything is good. Everything God created is good. If someone, let's say someone pulls up in your house midnight and has a knife in their hands, what's the first thought that's going to come to your head? He just pulls up and has a knife in their hand. What's the first thought that comes to your head? My first thought is run. don't stay. But knives are not actually bad. They're not a bad thing. You can grab a knife and cut an apple and use it to, I don't know, eat. So the knife is not bad. The problem is the person who's holding the knife. And if you trust that person, you stay. But if you don't trust that person, you run. I run either way. Like, if you're grabbing a knife midnight, that's not for me. So naturally, everything God created is good and nothing to be rejected if accepted with thanksgiving. So that means music is? That means dancing is? That means bus driving is? So nothing is naturally bad. Everything God created is good. And the problem is the heart of man, the person who's using the gift that God gave. The problem is when we grab a gift that God gives us and use it for our own glory. There's people who turn up and say, oh, Lil Wayne's music is bad. And I'm like, no, Lil Wayne's heart is bad right now. So the problem is not the music itself, but the heart behind it, the person who's creating the music. And that's a consequence of what we did in the Garden of Eden. When Adam turned away from God and decided to take things in his hand and then blamed his wife, like, oh, she told me to do it. And then she blamed the snake and all that happened. And we turned from, you know, facing God and creating for his glory, and we decided to start creating things for our own glory. And that's when things started going sideways. You know, thank you, Adam, but that's when things started going sideways. That's when death entered the world. That's when, you know, suffering, pain, and all those things came in. Naturally, everything was good. After God created everything, he just sat back and he looked and he was like, damn, I'm good. Like, look at what I created. Look how awesome, how beautiful it is. So the problem was what we did. It was never what God created. It was never the art. It was never music. It was never movies. It was never, I don't know, dancing. The problem was us. We're the ones who come into stuff and then break it and use it for evil purposes. But naturally, everything God created is good and nothing to be rejected if received with thanksgiving. And there's people who have decided in their hearts that they want to use the gifts that God gave them for their own glory. And God is faithful. Like, he won't give you a gift and then take it away based on whether you decide to follow him or not. He gives you a gift and he expects you to use it for his glory, but at the end of the day, you have the choice of what you do with the gift. And that's why a lot of people have their gifts and they use it for their own glory and they become very successful. And you're like, wait, but they're not doing it for God's glory. How come they're so successful? That's not how God works. And there's people who are doing it for God's glory and they're not going anywhere because they think in their head, oh, I'm doing this for God, so it's going to be easy. You know, work without faith is dead. So the gifts that God gives us are good. They become bad when we decide to use them for our own glory, when we start worshiping the gift instead of the giver. And hip-hop is something that has been rejected in the church in the past a lot. So me being a hip-hop head, like growing up under hip-hop and listening to hip-hop every single day of my life, coming into a relationship with God and then realizing, wait, I love God. I want to get to know God better. And entering the church and trying to find out more about God and being told, wait, hip-hop is bad. Like, yo, you need to chill on hip-hop. That's evil. That initially pushed me away, but then I thought to myself, if God wants me and I can't have hip-hop, let me give up hip-hop and follow God. And that's what I initially did. But then when I entered a relationship with God, I realized that God wanted me to use the gift that he gave me for his glory. And then I started thinking, wait, I thought hip-hop was bad. Like, what do you mean you want me to use hip-hop for your glory? And then I came to realize that the problem was never hip-hop. The problem was never the art itself. The problem was never earth. It was never what God created. It was never the arts that God gave us. It was never the gift that God gave us. The problem was what we did with them. So God said, you know, if you let me work on your heart and you give your heart to me, you can use hip-hop for my glory. You can use anything for my glory. I'm talking about hip-hop in particular right now, but what God is saying is that you can use anything for my glory. So everything God created is good. But let us not go around and think, oh, let me become a prostitute for Jesus. That's not what I'm saying. some things are, you know, not good. But the problem is not the gift. The problem is, you know, what we do with them. I hate that example. Sorry, guys. But that's the first thing that came to my head. Mind renewal. So what I'm saying is the gift is not the problem. The problem is what we do with it, with the gift. And when I realized that I could use hip-hop for God's glory, that's when, you know, it sort of connected. So that's something I'm passionate about. I love God now, but that's this thing that I'm passionate about. And God is saying, yo, you can use this. You can grow in this. I gave this to you. I want to fulfill the desires of your heart. And that's when me and God connected better, because I was now chasing after my dream, but for my Creator's glory, if that makes sense. So if you push away your own dream and chase after God, it's almost like contradictory, because the dream itself probably came from God. If it's a good dream, it came from God. So what you do is you give your heart to God and then ask him to reveal the gifts he has for you. What is the plan that he has for you? As we read, God has plans and purposes for every single one of us. So there isn't a single person in this room who doesn't have a plan and a purpose. And who's the best person to ask? That's God, you know. Spending time with him. We just started Soul Survivor, so you guys have a lot of time. And I encourage you guys to use that time to find your purpose if you don't know. And if you do know your purpose, I encourage you to work hard, trusting in God, obviously. Don't just think, oh, God gave me this dream, God gave me this talent, so everything is going to be smooth. That's a lie from the devil. Don't do that. Embrace the gift that God gave you and use it for his glory. So the two things I want you guys to take is that, first, that you guys are cherished. You guys are loved. That's why God gave you gifts. That's why God gave you, even if it's not evident, it does not mean it's not there. Me, in my family, I was the least talented. My little brother was a football player. He was like 3 years younger than me. And I was okay at football, but when I was next to my little brother, I was just like, what am I doing? Like, so in the family, I was the least talented. My sister was a singer, so she sung, and I was just the guy who sat down on the sofa playing Tekken or Mortal Kombat and thinking, school better be good. School better help with my future. So the gift may already be there, but you haven't, you know, sought for it. Maybe you thought it was a bad gift, but we just read here that everything God created is good and nothing to be rejected with thanksgiving. But obviously, there's things that are not redeemable. And I believe every single Christian, every single one of us, has been put on earth for a purpose. We're all saved. Like, in my head, I'm thinking, God, if I'm saved, just take me to heaven. Let's, you know, have a party. But there's a purpose for us being here. God created gifts. God created jobs. God created a lot of things. And he was like, this is supposed to be used for my glory. And the devil stepped in and he started changing people's hearts and making them use the gifts for his glory and not for God's glory. So what God put us here for is to take what belongs to God back to him. The art itself is not bad. The job itself is not bad. It's the heart behind it. If us Christians don't take our place, if we don't step out, if we don't go and take back what belongs to God, you know, then there's no point in us being here. We're not here simply just to get people saved. Obviously, that's very important to, you know, lead people to God and lead people closer to God. But we're here to redeem the gifts that God gave us. We're here to redeem the jobs that God gave us. We're here to redeem everything, you know, that God created, everything that was good. We're here to infiltrate into all these gifts that the devil is using for his glory and to turn people away from God and to use those gifts for his glory, for God's glory. So whether that's law, if anyone wants to study law, go into law. You know, not everyone is meant to be a pastor, missionary, a teacher, a prophet, or I forgot the fifth one. Not everyone is meant to be that. You know, there's a lot of jobs in the world that God wants us to go into and represent him there. He says that we are his ambassadors. Embassies don't stay in the country, if that makes sense. Like, there's no point in having so many English embassies in England. You need them in other places, right? There's no point in us only shining in church. We need to go and shine in other places. We need to reflect God's glory in other places. We need to reflect God's glory in sport. We need to reflect God's glory in music, in art, in law, in medicine. And every single one of us is capable of it. If we draw closer to God and ask of Him, you know, ask Him to help us find out what He places here for, and then we chase after that with all our heart for His glory, that's when we start living the Christian life to the full. That's when people are drawn closer to us. That's when we get the chance to lead them to God. When you embrace that dream, that passion that God placed in your heart. Maybe for me, that's hip-hop. Maybe for you, it's law, medicine. Whatever it is, know that naturally it was good. It was created for God's glory. And if it looks like it's not being used for God's glory, I want to encourage you to take a stand, put on the God armor, and go into that place and take it back. Because it belongs to our Father, and that's where it should always be. And I bless every single one of you in here, and I encourage you to find out what that passion and that dream that God placed in your heart is, and chase after it with all you have. And that's what I want to do in my life. And that's my message for you guys. Thank you.